recording button as of now.
So can you get a little closer?
Is there some way to scooch in? All right. And before we begin, can you just take the time for documentation to tell us your full name, your class year, today's date, and any idea of what you want to talk about?
Okay. Well, my full name is Patricia Helen Connery, married name Coco. Class year, 1964. Today's date is June 10th, 2022. And we're talking about our experiences with Rosary / Dominican University.
All right, perfect. You're coming through good. So any direction you want to take with it, go ahead.
Okay, well, I was thinking a little bit about this when they first broached the idea online, and I thought, you know, Rosary was so important in my life that I really wanted to go back and think about how I got here. I went to a boarding high school in St. Charles, Illinois. After 4 years of boarding, I did not really want to go away to college, so I got to thinking about where I'd like to go, and my best girlfriend's sister had graduated from Rosary, and she had gone to a place called Fribourg, which sounded really exciting to me. So I thought, well, let's apply there, and I was accepted. So I was very thrilled, started here in the fall, and took a class in French for the first time with Sister Marie Magdalene. Went through my French year, and at the end of the year, they have a ceremony, which everybody knows about, called Candle and Rose. But that particular year, they were short of juniors to hold the roses for the seniors. So somehow I got picked, and I got to go and be in the Candle and Rose service for that particular year, even though I was only a freshman, graduating or finishing freshman. But my parents, because we lived in the area, came to the ceremony, and they stood next to Sister Marie Magdalene, who then discovered who they were and said, if you can afford it, you must send your daughter to Fribourg. And my father decided then and there that he would do that. But he didn't tell me. He let me spend the whole summer begging, pleading, asking, saying all the things I would do if I could go, and I would be very careful, and I would learn my French properly, and all those things. And then my mom and dad, who happened to be travel agents, took a group tour to Hawaii. And the deadline for paying the deposit for Fribourg was, I think, the end of September. They got home maybe 3 days before the end of September. My father handed me the check and told me I could go over and sign up. And all that time, I had been holding my breath, hoping I could go. So I was really looking forward to it. So I had my second year of college French here. However, I was a history major. Hadn't thought about that particularly until I got to Fribourg and discovered that, well, in order to keep your classes up, you'll have to take a couple of history classes in French at the university. Excuse me, what? With 2 years of very basic college French, I was really kind of intimidated, but the first class I took was the foreign policy of Switzerland, except I didn't know it had a foreign policy, so it took me a semester to learn about it, but I did, and I studied with a young lady from the Valais region of Switzerland who was living at the villa in Fribourg with us, and she helped me to study with her notes because she was a wonderful note taker, so I passed the class. Second semester, I had to take a class in the foreign policy of France from 1800 to 1815, 15 years for a whole semester. We learned Napoleon's middle name and people, you know, all the people around him too, how many teeth they had. I mean, it was very intense. And that class, that test I had to take in French, but I did okay and I passed it. So I was very proud of myself. My years at Rosary just flew by, but we made such good friends. The Fribourg group is still together. So many of us still see each other. We get together when we can. My friends, I just sat together for lunch with the gal from my class that I remembered, and this is the first time she's been back since 1968. So we had a lot to catch up on, and she's now living in Phoenix and has been there for a long time. While I live 7 minutes from campus, so I've been in Oak Park for the last, I don't know, 54 years, I guess. And I loved living here, so I could do things on campus, come to things on campus, attend shows, etc. And it's been wonderful. But the after I graduated, I came back frequently to do things. And among the things I was asked to do in 1972 was to be the head of Brick-a-Brunch. Brick-a-Brunch was our big fundraiser that we used at all times to answer specific projects. And the particular year that I was asked to do it for was basically infrastructure, like plumbing and fixing the masonry outside. And so we took pictures and did things like that and went around. Our daughter was only a little girl then, and one of my friends that was on my committee had a daughter the same age, so they were playing around while we were taking our fancy pictures that got in the paper. But I didn't want to do the job because my husband had just lost his job, and he was out of work. So I had been working part-time at Sears, and I said to the nuns, there's no way I can take this responsibility on unless my husband gets a job. And they said, if he gets a job in 3 weeks, will you take it on? So they must have had every saint in heaven, and they were praying forever, and he got the job. He got a job, a good job, and within 3 weeks, so I had to fulfill my commitment. But I did it, and we made enough money that year that we surpassed the previous year, so we did okay. And I was really glad to be able to help out. I can remember, you know, bringing Marie sometimes when we would stuff envelopes and she was still in her baby carrier, and just being able to be so close to the campus gave me the opportunity to stay in touch. I stayed in touch with the alumni office. I worked with Kay Boyce Sanwald and with Kate Houlihan Dickey, who is now my travel agent. And she also went to Fribourg. So we have that connection, but she went to Fribourg years after I did. She's younger than I am. But all those connections made my life very special. Even though I graduated as a history major and Mary and I were talking about it, she said she had to take two history classes, and no way was she going to take one from Sister Albertus Magnus, because Sister Albertus Magnus was known for piling on homework. And she was taking 19 hours at the time trying to graduate, so she said she took her two history classes at Loyola during the summer. Meanwhile, I took Sister Albertus Magnus's class. Oh well, it was very, as Mary pointed out, very full of homework and lots and lots and lots and lots of reading, etc. But I passed the class, and that was a good thing. Turns out that after I graduated, one of my classmates was living downtown, and I went down to spend a weekend with her, and we went over to a local place called The Store. She wanted to meet up with a guy she had met the week before, and I didn't care one way or the other. I was just keeping her company. And she introduced me to one of these two guys that she just had introduced herself to. So technically, I didn't pick up my husband at a bar. Technically, she introduced me, my dearest Fribourg friend and college friend, and we spent the evening together, and her friend David showed up, and the four of us went ice skating the next day at Marina City and came back home, and a week later, my new friend asked me to go out to see a play with Katharine Hepburn called The Mad Woman of Chaillot, and we did. And I had told my colleague at work that if he asked me to marry him, I would say yes. So we were out to drink afterwards, and he said, what would you say if I asked you to marry me? I said yes, and so that was that. And we were engaged a week after we met, but all because of my Dominican connection, my rosary connection with Judy. And Judy's been a very special friend of our family for all these years. And she was in our wedding party, of course. But rosary has still been a constant connection, and Dominican, I still call it that. And I remember the year we came here for reunion, and they had the new song, Proudly Dominican, on the program. And all the words were there, and everybody sang it fiercely because they had the words and the music. And then several of us said, what about Alma Mater Rosary? And they said, oh, we didn't think to print it. We said, we don't need it printed. We all stood up and sang it verbatim without any music, without anything, because we'd sung it so many times in school that it was very special to us. So those are some of the very special memories I have. French class, Sister Georges, getting to know Sister Jean Murray, and even after, long after I graduated, Sister Jean Murray and Sister Thomasine were living in Oak Park, and we'd run into each other at the grocery store again. Dominican those reconnections. They were so important to me, and they still are important to me. And it was a wonderful part of my life, which I am so grateful I was able to enjoy.
That was great. So we are currently at 10 minutes, so we've hit the mark.
Oh.
And maybe you have like a minute, 2 minute like long statement, how you feel like to be at reunion again and how it feels to be back. That would be great.
Okay. Well, I came back because they offer a Rosarian lunch, which means anybody that has graduated beyond 50 years can come back and gather together with anybody else that has graduated that far out. And it's getting to be fewer and fewer, but we're getting to be the older and older ones. But it's still, as I say, running into Mary after the first time she's been back since 1968 gave me a chance to catch up with someone I knew when I was a student here. Reunion has been a very special time. I look forward to the every 5 years it used to be, and my class was always a good one. Our 50th, when we all came back, we had a huge turnout for our 50th, and that year the class, the 25th anniversary class showed up, and we were all at Mass, and they had them stand up, and they got their, I don't know if they got their pins then, or they just had them stand up, and all 10 or 12 of them stood up, and then they asked the 50th class and the rest of the group and church stood up, because we had so many there, and their husbands, et cetera. And we just all felt very loyal to this particular institution that we came back from long places away, from California, from Florida, from Washington, D.C., from the New England territories, and just all over the country, came back for that reunion because that was very special to us. We got our gold pins, which I wear every time I come back on campus. So it's reunion means a lot to me. This institution means a lot to me. And I'm grateful to have been a part of it.
That was perfect. I'm going to stop it right